You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Brought to you.
Yeah. Brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah.
Let's start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
I'd eat myself alive.
And to Michael.
Eat yourself alive. Don't give it to me.
And to Michael.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream.
Why
and all at like, once I wake
listen,
up
it's a nice
for something
one.
That
it's
keeps
not,
knocking
it's,
at
it's
my
not
brain.
Very well.
That's not. That doesn't have a lot of replay ability.
Yeah, that's, that was an awful drop.
But it was.
No, I love everybody involved. But that, you know, sometimes you strike out looking.
Let's say good evening to Michael.
2009.
And good evening to Don.
How am I?
And to myself.
That's a great question, but that's where I'm going.
Well, I'm like, how fun would it be?
No, even I said, and like,
yeah, well, I hear you though. And good
I have my excuse too.
Good evening to myself.
Michael, I just want to say last night's preseason, it was the greatest spring training call of all time.
And lastly to Don.
Is that Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future?
Hey, Michael.
And to Don.
Hit the post, but the backhand, that one was.
Did you hear that they're redoing Back to the Future?
The movie?
That's why? Terrible. It might be the perfect movie.
It is.
What are you doing it again
wait,
for?
Because Hollywood's ran out of ideas, Michael.
What did you hear? What did you hear?
They're redoing it. And I think that Michael J. Fox will be making a cameo, but I don't know who's playing Marty. But why do you have to do that again? Why?
Oh, this is complicated.
I'm telling you, because they're out of ideas.
Well, then they're adults.
They're not out of ideas. I think that gets
no. They're out of ideas. No, they're done.
I agree with Peter. I think that they're just leaning on the easy way out. Well, this did well then.
Yeah, by the way, there's so many good things that just sit around and don't get done. Like it's
they don't want to take a chance on
it's
it.
This, right. It's the studios being lazy and just thinking rather than give some new idea
but
shot.
I've got great ideas for movies.
Well, you should be pitching.
I'm thinking about putting some pen to paper.
Are you?
Yeah, like Rocky.
But your Rocky story.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also, they've got no imagination anymore. They don't want to take any risks. You know, everybody wants to be politically correct, so a lot of comedies. I don't know if you could make The Hangover today. That's one of the reasons why. Who is the director? Was it Phillips? Todd Phillips. That's why he made The Joker. He's like, it's easier for me to make a movie about basically a serial killer than a comedy where I might say something to defend
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I think it's a cop out.
No, but
you can do it.
But not if a studio
you
says
can
no.
Do
I'm
it.
Not talking about the directors. They want to do it.
No, and
the writers, but I think the studios are all afraid to do any of it. They won't give the green light to it. But
there's
you know
no
what?
Way you could do Tropic Thunder anymore.
No.
I don't know that you should have. I didn't at the time of Tropic Thunder, I was like, by the way, I didn't love Tropic Thunder.
I liked it.
Thought it was a big disappointment. I thought for the cast, two movies that really disappointed me at the time.
Mm.
One has aged a little bit better, but neither to me is great. And I know you guys will probably fight back on one of them, but I'm not going to back down. Really hyped comedies that to me were womp womp.
Okay.
Tropic Thunder.
Right.
And Dodgeball.
I like Dodgeball.
I thought it was fine. I thought, considering the cast, though,
it aged
it was
much
fine.
Better, though.
It like, did age better. It did. It over time, I've enjoyed it more.
You
but.
Know. You know what movie that I never found funny and didn't like at all? Although I love everybody in it.
Go ahead.
I did not like Knocked Up. Didn't find it funny.
Loved it.
Oh, I liked Knocked Up quite a bit.
But I like all the other movies that are, you know, like. But for some reason, that didn't do it for me.
But Apatow.
But I love him. I love everything he does, basically.
I just
accept that.
He reminds me of Bill Simmons in the ESPN days. In fantastic content. Sometimes you could shave off two paragraphs. You know what I mean? Every Apatow movie is like 240. And you're like, this is a comedy. Can we just get it down to 205?
No, I think it needs 240 of laughs. 40-year-old virgin needed 240.
40-year-old virgin.
You need
is,
the dancing version at the end. You needed that.
That was classic.
40-year-old virgin's pretty legendary.
By the way, I heard they
this
are.
This is 40 underrated Apatow film as well.
They're doing Hangover 4, but Bradley Cooper is going to be in the movie as Leonard Bernstein.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious.
Wearing the schnozzle.
People,
yeah,
people are up in arms about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
I got to tell you, by the way, and by the way, it, maybe we'll get to sports during ENN.
We'll
we might
I
not.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
But it's Oscar season. Natalie and I watched the SAG Awards last night, which aired on Netflix the other day. I got to say, the bear thing is killing me. It's fine. It's fine. It sweeps everything.
It's funny how things that happen.
You know, it not only won for Best Actor, and I think she won Supporting. I can't remember which way.
Is that the woman who hosted SNL?
Yes. Yeah. She won, I believe, Supporting. So not only did they, of course, both win, but then it won Ensemble Cast for Comedy up against some heavy hitters as well.
Isn't it funny how Ted Lasso is now not the flavor of the month?
No. And by the way, not only is it not the flavor of the month anymore, to me, I didn't watch the last season of it.
Like, it was
good. It ran out of gas with me, too.
I loved it.
Well, it's like, you know what Ted Lasso has done? It's like the Build Me Up Buttercup of television comedy. Although I do really like it, but it faded on me by the end. And now when they show clips of it, it feels like years ago to me.
You know what? Move along.
It was still great. Really?
Hannah Whittingham's in there.
So great. So you have a thing. So go see her one woman show.
I will. I've set the standard.
She's fantastic. I'm a big fan. No denying that. But
I'm getting tweets from people that are remaking Naked Gun.
That's fine. Naked Gun, I totally, that movie has not carried into the for the kids. You could redo Naked Gun. Kids have not seen the Naked Guns.
But you could have Reggie, but you don't. The Queen's dead, so.
Well, and OJ's going to be. You're not getting OJ back.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say.
No, he's free. He can be in the movie if
you know
want.
He's not doing well, OJ.
What do you mean?
There's speculation that OJ's sick. Not doing good. That, I mean, it's speculation. It's being reported by, like, tabloids. But that they've seen him and that OJ's not doing great.
Well, how old is he now?
In his 70s.
Early 70s? I will say Succession did big at the SAG Awards. I was glad to see that.
Did Shiv win?
Shiv did not win.
Did Tom win? Wham's game?
No, they all lost to Pedro Pascal.
Well, Kieran Culkin won a lot of awards, though.
He lost to Pedro Pascal this time. So, by the way, if anyone's wondering, because there was a lot of talk about the show Shogun premiering last night on FX, I asked both Michael and Don if, as a show, they wanted to participate in Shogun because it's getting these incredible reviews.
And what did we say?
Both said, I'm good. Don didn't even quite know what I was talking about.
I've heard about it. I'm not going to watch that.
But why not?
Because I'm just not interested. I usually watch comedies with Nancy. We got a lot on her plate. I'm not looking
comedy
at,
wise.
Not, she's not going to be interested in seeing that. I had to go on my own with the Breaking Bad.
Oh, by the way, Don, the entire class of cast of Breaking Bad showed up at the SAG Awards, presented together.
Nice.
A lovely moment for all of us to share. Moving on to some foosball. We mentioned the player surveys of the NFL earlier. Who cares? The Chiefs were 31st, according to the players. I think things are working out okay. This Chiefs news interested me, though, a bit. Mm-hmm. They released Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They're going to save themselves $12 million.
Has a history with A-Rod.
He does. It's interesting. He caught 42 passes in 2022, and he caught only 21 passes last season, which shocked me. Doesn't it feel like you're always seeing Valdez-Scantling involved in sort of big moments for that
team?
It's
just that whenever he catches the ball, it's such an unusual name, you remember it.
It could be that.
Do you think, is Rodgers going to get to wield his mighty sword again and go picking up more receivers?
You know what? See if you guys agree with me on this. If the Jets don't win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
So you're cleaning out the coach, you're cleaning out the GM.
Well, no, I don't know if they have to win the Super Bowl for jobs to be capped. I mean, if they make the playoffs, I think everybody would be safe.
Oh, but it's you got to reset. If they can't win this year, he's going to be a year older. in his last year with the Jets. They're done. They're done for 5 years. They have to get a quarterback.
Well, but I don't know if they'll. Well, let's say they have a good season, go 11-6, and win a playoff game, losing the divisional round. You don't think they're just going to just go for it again? Rodgers is only going to be 41, going on 42. If he plays well, Peter.
I feel so
bad. I still think he can get 2 years out of Rodgers. Now, I'm with you. Post-Rodgers, I don't know what's going to happen.
Armageddon.
So if
nuclear winter.
If heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Next season comes.
It will.
Opening game. No, that's not the heaven forbid.
Oh.
I hope it comes. The season comes. Opening night, they do the Jets again. They might run them back again.
Right.
Opening night.
That's an interesting question.
Here comes Rodgers, American flag like Hulk Hogan yet again. He runs out. This time he plays.
Johnson and Johnson flag.
That's right. He plays five plays this time.
Uh-huh.
Crumples. Season's over. At that moment, if that were to happen, do they go, well, tear it up. It's unfortunate.
No,
we're done.
He'll string him along again.
You think they'd go, let's wait till next.
Yeah.
Isn't that still their best option to hope he stays healthy in year three?
That would be so bad.
Well, hopefully they have a decent backup this time. But that's a good question, Peter. Like, how much love are they going to get on national television? They can't get the same, right?
I know. Well, they got burned by it. The league got
that's
so
what I'm
burned
saying.
By
like,
it last year.
I think with a 41-year-old quarterback, they're going to be like, we'll put him on national television. But we can't get stuck with all these garbage games late in the season if he gets hurt again.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So speaking of things that Don says I'm good about, Don is also good, of course, on the Dynasty, the Brian Grazer Apple Plus documentary vehicle about the Patriots dynasty. And Don, there is a moment that lent itself to an argument that you make. And I don't think it helped Michael's argument.
Interesting.
But I don't want to rehash the whole argument. I'm just going to tell you what happened. They cut to the Super Bowl. I think it was the Super Bowl, not a regular season game. And Al Michaels and John Madden were calling the Super Bowl.
Okay, and that might have been the Ram-Patriots Super Bowl.
That's what it was, right? That's the era we're in. The end of the Madden era, basically.
Right.
When him and Michaels were together doing Monday Night Football, which is a pretty iconic moment in time. Man, Michael sounds like a different guy. He's the best.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, he in that moment, I went, this is Michaels.
This was February 02.
Yep.
So that's over 20 years ago. You know, of course he's going to sound different. But
22 years ago.
That's why I said he's on the Mount Rushmore, but not anymore. As far as what he's doing now.
No,
Michael won't go there. But
he's on Mount Rush.
But I'm saying he's not based off of what he's doing lately, but based on those moments. He was iconic.
I'm going to do something weird here. Look up. I don't want you to say anything. Look up at the screen there and just answer me this one question. Are we trying?
No.
I mean, what are we doing?
No.
Are we trying? Are we even trying?
it's amazing.
Peter? That's all I want to know.
Well, it's interesting you're asking me the question.
Right.
You're asking me the question. Because
it's got to be a thing.
There are times I was accused of not trying. There was times it was true.
This is not an accusation. This is clear not trying.
But in retrospect, I wasn't. I was actually trying, I realized, to be that guy.
But, yeah.
But I grew up. And now I don't. And now I'm not. Look at me.
Look, but is it not?
I can walk out of here and serve chicken skewers at a bar mitzvah right now.
But is it not
trying?
Or is it a trying not to try?
It's a good question.
I think it's
clearly not trying.
There's something. I think there's an endorsement or something going on. Yeah, there's a thing
like,
going
like
on.
The grunge
there's a
look. Like there was a time where you were trying not to try. Like, I'll put flannel and a ripped pants on, like because I don't care. But now you really care, trying to look like you don't care.
So looking at Joni Rotten, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I could you could see me on a Saturday night wearing what is an incredible wrestling item, a vintage, rare, expensive garment that you think he's not trying, and I am trying. So everything, people don't know.
And also,
we're not trying. That's as specific as we'll get right now.
Yeah, because we're not giving you anything and you'll never get it. So
if anyone, by the way, if anyone gets it, though,
They'll
agree.
You
know what? Good for them.
They'll agree.
That means if you got, if you know what we're talking about for the last 2 minutes,
right?
You are a P1. You know us. You're a family.
Right.
You're closer than our family because our family would have no idea.
Yeah, Jody would have no idea.
No clue. Nor would she be listening. let's stay with the Chiefs, actually, and hear from Mecole Hardman, who is on The Pivot, the famed Ryan Clark podcast vehicle. And he had some things to say about the New York Jets. Here's Mecole on the structure within the Jets.
All on the same level. Nobody's treated differently. If Coach Reed say, we don't wear yellow cleats in practice. If Pat go out there and wear yellow cleats, Pat go back and sign and change his cleat. Everybody treated the same. So it's like when we was out there, there was no really structure was going on. And obviously it's new coaches and stuff like that, but I'm trying to help y'all out. But y'all like, oh, whatever. Like, and then y'all telling me certain things. Like, I meet with you and you like, yeah, I'm going to get you some plays. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure you get involved in the game plan, but I play two plays.
I don't think Mecole Hardman has a future in sports broadcasting.
So you don't think he's Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons, he is not. Right. No.
He's closer to George Plimpton.
Although I will tell you this, really handsome kid.
Mecole?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what he looks like.
Beautiful.
Really.
No. Never paid attention. How do you know these
because
things?
Because he was on the show after the Super Bowl. He was a guest on the show. One of the talk shows. He's a very handsome kid.
Let's try one more.
Okay.
Here's a Mecole Hardman on how it felt when Rodgers got hurt. That's interesting, right?
Yeah,
how
we'll see.
How did a receiver on the Jets feel in that moment?
What was your reaction to that?
It's going to be a long day, boy. Because you got to understand, people understand, Aaron is the offense, bro. His thought process and his ability to get to anything that he wants to is scary. There's no bad play with Aaron. Like, I'm telling you, like, run deep, you run down the middle, you stop right here, and you run this slant. He has the ability to Madden, hot routes. He has that ability. He has that ability. It's like, and he's so smart with defenses. Like, in practice, the man be like, yeah, he's blitzing. Hey, you back up. You're not coming. How do you know he's not blitzing, bro? Like, you don't know that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, his mind is fantastic.
Big bounce back clip for Hardman.
I thought it was good.
That was a big bounce back.
By the way, speaking of A-Raj, Ian O'Connor,
Great Ian O'Connor,
is writing a book.
Yeah, I know. He told us.
And he said today in a tweet that, you know, he met with Rodgers. He said the guy is like, he thinks he's going to have a big year. He's super jacked in the upper body like never before.
He hasn't talked to him yet, though, right?
He said he met with him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He said that in the tweet?
Yeah.
Because when we talked to...
Well, that was a while ago.
Yeah, right? That was like a month ago.
Yeah, when we talked to Ian, he had not...
It was when Belichick got fired.
God, you know, Don, the other day I was on eBay. Was it eBay?
eBay.
I forget where it was.
You have so much time to your day.
Yeah, that takes
a lot
of time.
What are you selling?
No, I'm buying.
What are you buying?
Well, in this specific case, oh no, it wasn't eBay. It was one of the many like vintage accounts that I follow on social media. Someone posted a NASCAR jacket. I don't know which team it was, but it's just a white jacket, a vintage NASCAR jacket, white jacket with just a huge Pfizer logo in the middle. And I thought it would be fun to wear this to interview Aaron Rodgers.
Or to send to Rodgers.
Yeah, as a gift.
So here's Ian's tweet from 5 hours ago. I was asked why I'm pulling for Jets-Packers Super Bowl. Here's why. My upcoming biography of Aaron Rodgers. I saw him recently and he looked pretty jacked in the upper body. He confirmed he got bigger. Looks ready for a fight.
Well, I hope that the turf cooperates.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? I mean, he's all jacked up. Is he going to be able to survive a bad offensive line or the turf or whatever else can derail a 41-year-old?
Oh, Anthony, what a perfect. You know what? That's good producing.
Why? What did he do?
He's telling me that Mark Martin is what would have been the Pfizer jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job, like, Anthony. You know what? That. Can that be point guard?
That's a guy that just wouldn't retire. Retire, come back, retire.
And
come
by
back.
The way, like I sort of liken. For my wrestling fans, lean in. Tell me if this isn't just right. Rodgers is like CM Punk to me. CM Punk, when he came back to WWE, he looked like he'd just gotten jacked again and was so ready. And, you know, unfortunately, in the Royal Rumble, his first match back, he suffered an injury that's going to keep him out for several months.
Yeah, you better hope not.
You know, like, so that's sort of what... Guess why? Punk is 45 years old. Aaron Rodgers is 40 in his early 40s.
But is it smart to like jack yourself up upper body wise when your leg you know, your Achilles couldn't handle it? What's the upper body about?
Well, here's the thing. None of us know these things because we're not medical professionals, which would never
he's
stop.
He's not either.
Which would never stop Aaron. So,
right.
Maybe it's useful to have the extra strength in the upper body because you're putting less pressure on your legs and you're going to use your arm strength a bit more. I don't know.
Might be the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
Is that true?
If you're heavier up top because muscle is heavier than fat, how's that good for your legs?
Well, you're talking about sheerly carrying the mass. I'm talking about the wear and tear of how you're throwing the football.
He's never maybe had a problem with his arm.
He's probably working on legs too.
I assume he's going to do some legs as well. Ridiculous thing I've ever said. You know, just because you wear a tweed jacket and have a little beard doesn't mean you're a professor at Columbia.
By the way, this is so not tweed.
That's tweed.
What's wrong with you?
It's tweed adjacent.
No, it's not. It's not tweed.
Don, I didn't hear you.
It's tweed adjacent.
It's not tweed at all.
It's giving tweed.
It's the vibe.
It might give a tweed vibe.
It's giving tweed.
All right, well, the perception is it's tweed. And then that becomes the reality.
Well, you're giving a Mummenschanz vibe.
What's a Mummenschanz? What does that even mean?
What are they, mimes?
Mimes all dressed in black. That's what he is.
By the way, I'm giving mime. I'm not fighting it, but that's giving tweed.
I think you're looking for tweed when it's not there.
Hey, Zion.
Tomorrow's my eighth shot, by the way.
It's not.
Yeah.
Is this the last one?
No, there's one more.
Wait, are you being serious or no?
Yeah. Tomorrow's my eighth shot.
Hold on. Are bats the most powerful animal on Earth? What is happening here?
No, well, tomorrow's the week anniversary.
Yeah, so I did one Sunday, and now I've got to do one tomorrow, and then again, the last one March 7th.
So here's my question. Had you been all out bitten by the bat?
Right.
Like it was hanging off your nose, like it was like a Chris Farley right. scene from a movie.
Right.
You're swinging around with the bat,
right.
and Jody's out like David Spade swinging a broom at you.
Right.
Would it still have been the same amount of shots,
yes.
or would it have been 30 shots?
No,
in that case?
Same amount. You get the rabies in you.
By the way, what is this covered?
I don't know.
Because I've heard the rabies shots can get you, price-wise.
I don't care. To save my life?
Well, I understand. I'm just saying, you say you don't care.
I don't care.
But if you get a bill for $4,000, you're going to care.
Yeah, you're going to get on the horn.
I have insurance. So what would the insurance say? Listen, we don't cover rabies shots. We'd rather you die.
No, but
unfortunately.
I'll get back to you on that.
You don't live in Canada, buddy. There's a chance that they'll say no, it's not
in
covered.
In Canada, I have to wait like 8 months to get my rabies shot.
Well, I think they speed you up for the rabies
shot. I don't know. It takes a while to get surgery in Canada.
So, Michael, would you rather have been confirmed bitten by the bat since you had to go through this anyway?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I would have rather.
That's a good very, hanging very, off my, very good possibility.
Hanging off my
Anthony
neck.
This is all a waste of time.
Yeah.
You had to do it.
Absolutely. But.
My guess is it's a waste of time.
Because they didn't find a puncture wound, and they didn't find blood, but they said that saliva could give it to you too.
Right.
You know the dangers of saliva, Peter.
But you got brushed, and you still have to get through believe me, you didn't need it, but you had to do it. But you're still going to get red hot if it's not covered, and you're going to get on the horn, and you're going to complain.
Oh, absolutely.
It will be covered. We have great...
I have a friend.
SAG-AFTRA is great.
I have
insurance.
A friend yeah. who had a situation like this.
Rabies?
Recently, yes.
Really?
And
it cost
a lot of money, like $500. Just letting
nothing.
You know.
I mean, Michael would complain, but that's still nothing for Mike. He had it in his pocket. He paid cash.
I know that there was a copay of $100. Before they gave me the shot, I had to give him $100.
$100 copay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, okay, copay.
But this is your life we're talking about.
And by the way, yeah. Michael's the kind of guy, Don, he goes in for surgery, pays in cash. You never seen it before.
I had to for my throat surgery.
I know. I remember that. That was really insane.
Because that wasn't covered.
I don't want to remember those. That was a bad time for everybody.
That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7.
Well, some people did better.
At securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event.
I truly believe that surgery, which got Ruco a lot of reps on the Yankee
yeah.
games, actually propelled him to the stardom that he's in now.
Is that true?
Look at it. He's the second NBA guy.
Yeah.
Great point. He's the first WNBA guy.
Great point.
First woman's cut. Does he get that if my voice doesn't go
we
south?
Don't, we'll never,
we never know.
I like to think so.
The butterfly effect. You know what I mean?
Wow.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.